It was my very first day here in Portage in 2013. I was trying to find my way from here to at the church and to go out to Walmart on the north side of town, and I kind of knew what direction I should head. What I didn't notice was the one-way signs. I'm right down here at the corner of McFarland and Wisconsin Avenue, right down by Jeff's Tire, and I'm still not sure whether it was an inner voice or it was actually Jeff Grothman himself, but I heard it. Hey, dummy, it's a one-way street. Now, fortunately, as you know, that's a short block, and nobody was coming, so all was good, right? But have you ever been there? Found yourself going down the wrong way on the road? And I'm not talking about driving. I'm talking about life. Boy, we've all been there sometimes, haven't we? The moment we realize we're heading down the wrong way, our priorities have gotten messed up. Or when a bad habit turns into an addiction, or when we've ignored a relationship for far too long, or we've said some things that we shouldn't have said, but we can't take them back, or when we just lost touch with what's important, when we realize our prayer life is just non-existent. But there's some moment, at many moments in our lives, when we realize we're just heading down the road of life the wrong way. That's the story of the road to Emmaus. The disciples were broken. They were defeated. They were disappointed. The one they thought that was going to save Israel, the one they had followed, put all their trust was in, was now dead or missing or something. But they knew that what they had planned, what they thought was going to work out, wasn't working out their way. So they were heading to Emmaus, just get out of Jerusalem, away from that city, away from that city that promised fulfillment and promise and hope, God's city. They were heading the wrong way. But then, even before they realized what was happening, Jesus was walking with them. He didn't wait for them to figure it out. He came to them. He found them and he walked with them, not out of anger, not shaming them, not throwing guilt upon them, just walked with them. And as they walked along, the first thing he did was listen to them. Listen to what was going on in their mind, in their heart, in their lives. And then he reminded them there was a bigger story at work here, bigger than their own story. It was God's story, God's story of recreation, of redemption, of mercy, of forgiveness and love. He helped them get out of their small mind and remember this bigger story, the story of God, who all never abandons, who always seeks out the lost, who always hears the cry of the poor, and who will always show us the path of life. And then after all this, then he brought him back to the table, not just any table, but the table where he would be made present. This table. The table to which he welcomes each and every one of us week after week after week. And finally, then they recognized him and knew that he was always with them. That it was the Christ who was helping them along the road all along, but this time to get them back heading in the right direction, back to God, back to the city of God, to Jerusalem, from which all fulfillment and all promise and all hope flows. My friends, we're going to find ourselves there many times in life, heading in the wrong direction. And sometimes it will happen as it did for the disciples because out of sadness or grief. And other times because our plans, our dreams, our promises were broken and we find ourselves living without hope. And often it's just, well, we just get lost. We lose sight of what's really important in life, what really matters, what really needs to be our priority. And at other times, life just throws us a curveball and we just get caught off guard. And before we know it, we're heading down the road, but the road that leads to nowhere. But then, without our even realizing it, Jesus will be walking with us. And somehow, he'll find us. And the first thing he will do is listen to us. And then he will remind us that there's a bigger story going on here. And he'll help us to see how our story finds a place in God's story. And then he'll lead us back to the table, where Christ is truly present, and we'll know that he is with us. Like Cleopas and his friend, and like Peter reminds us, we will be ransomed from our futile conduct and continue our sojourn with reverence. But this time heading in the right direction.